Board of Supervisors, I come back into open session. Back into session. Item 6D, update on the draft IES for the Hydrocarb license.
Yes. Thank you, Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. This is an update on the efforts towards Klamath Dam removal and the release of the draft environmental impact statement. Understanding that this is a topic important to the public and to the board, I'll give just a little background. I think the board has probably heard this about three times now, but I think it's helpful in just leading the path to where we are today. So as the board and most of the public knows, Siskiyou County is home to three of the four lower Klamath River dams that Pacific Corps and the Klamath River Renewal Corporation, KRRC, are requesting that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, transfer to KRRC for removal and decommissioning. In September of 2016, KRRC filed two joint applications with FERC. One application filed jointly with Pacific Corps to transfer ownership of the four dams to KRRC, and the second to decommission and remove the dams. In June 2018, KRRC submitted to FERC its definite plan for dam removal. In December 2018, the State Water Resources Control Board issued a draft environmental impact report for dam removal in California, so the lower three dams. In April 2020, the State Board issued the final environmental impact report for dam removal. In July 2020, FERC issued a ruling on the project approving transfer of the four lower Klamath River dams to KRRC, provided that Pacific Corps remain as a co-licensee. That was not a term that was acceptable to Pacific Corps, so in November of 2020, Governor Newsom and Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced an agreement to provide additional resources and support to advance dam removal and entered into a memorandum of agreement to sign on as co-licensees with KRRC for the transfer and removal of the dams. In February 2021, KRRC submitted a supplemental amended license surrender application to FERC detailing KRRC's plans for dam removal, and that document totaled over 9,000 pages. And on March 4th, 2022, FERC issued the draft environmental impact statement. And comments on the draft environmental impact statement are due April 18, 2022. Details for submitting comments are included on page II of the draft EIS, and staff and the board encourages the public to review the EIS and provide any comments they deem necessary. Prior to the publication of the draft EIS, the county, through its consultants and outside legal representation, have provided comments on numerous documents related to the project. Comment letters prepared by the county and consultants to address deficiencies in the project, impact analysis, and mitigation measures include comments on the draft definite plan, comments on the draft environmental impact report, comments on the draft recreational plan, FERC supplemental surrender application for the Lower Klamath project, biological opinions for the Lower Klamath decommissioning project, and the notice of intent to prepare an environmental impact statement for dam removal. All these comment letters will be attached to the comments that the county provides on the draft EIS, and comments again are due on April 18. Due to the deadline for submitting comments and the schedule for board meetings, comments will be submitted by April 18, and final comments, unfortunately, will not be brought to the board before they are submitted, but on April 19th, I will include those final comments for the public to be made aware of, and of course, they can always access them through the FERC website or email me. We do have draft comments, and our draft comments are specific to the alternatives or lack of alternatives provided in the EIS, the purpose and need statement, the EIS's reliance on outdated technical studies and surveys, and the affected environment and analysis, specifically fire suppression, which is of a huge concern to COPCO residents, socioeconomics and environmental justice, aquatic resources and threatened and endangered species, geology and soils, cultural resources, recreation and water supply slash groundwater supply, which again is of concern to COPCO residents. And that is the summary of my presentation. Again, would just like to encourage the public to review the draft EIS. It is a rather large document. We have provided a printed out copy for COPCO residents, and anyone who would like to contact me with any questions, please feel free to do so. And we just encourage the public to get involved through commenting on the draft EIS. And I'm open to any questions.
And just to emphasize there, the county will be making its comments.
Correct.
As well, but the public does have to make the comments to us or through us, but the public can make its comments directly to FERC as well. Any entities, any organizations, or any individuals themselves.
Thank you for that clarification, Chair Chris. It would be, I would recommend that the public, if it is looking to make comments, submit them directly to FERC, and they can find instructions for doing so at the beginning of the EIS document. If they have any questions or anything that they believe the county should consider in their comments, they can provide me that information. But to ensure that they are on FERC's record, they should submit their comments directly to FERC through the EIS process.
All right. Any questions from colleagues or comments? Supervisor Howe?
I asked this question before. I don't know if we have an answer yet. Do we have copies of any new biological opinions that were prepared for this draft?
No, and that is part of SWCA's review process. And we just received their draft comments last night. I have not fully read through them.
So the other question I had too is, and I'm not going to put you on the spot of reading this 1,000-page behemoth, but I haven't found yet where FERC substantively addressed the concerns of the county in any alternative review.
No, I have not, and in fact, that is one item that SWCA specifically outlines in their draft comments. I know they're going to make those more robust, but they have specific comments and concerns regarding the lack of alternatives, the purpose and needs statement, and the action alternative. They are also specifically outlining where the county's comment or county's concerns have not been addressed. And in part of what I did read from what they sent over yesterday, for the most part, prior comments have yet to be adequately addressed by the applicant or lead agencies promoting the dam removal.
But I guess that was my point in the drafting of an EIS. Any new EIS should have responded to comments provided since the last 2012 EIS, and it doesn't look like this did at all. That's at least a pretty formidable sidestep of NEPA responsibility to the public's comment.
Point taken, and I will coordinate with SWCA to ensure that they are not only reviewing this based on comments that the county has provided on these previous documents that I outlined, but also in response to the comments provided for the 2012 EIS, so that we can be providing information on that.
And then for me, I'm not going to get into details of everything that has already been discussed, the fire, all those sorts of aspects of it. This is the thing I want the public to be aware of. When it is submitted from the county, it might not say the exact sentence the way everybody would want to say it, but there is a strategy to it. There is a reason why it says something. It says it the way it says it in our comments. It's not necessarily going to be everything that everybody wants, but it's going to coalesce and state the concerns that the county's been expressing since for over a decade now.
Correct.
Anything else from colleagues?
Just one more. I just want to draw attention to the fact that Colleen Roberts from Jackson County, Oregon, commissioner there, reached out to us with a letter. I'd encourage the public to read that. That's really the first significant engagement I've seen in Jackson County, Oregon. A little late, but I welcome the increased scrutiny from our partner, who does get a considerable amount of water out of the Klamath. Fills Immigrant Lake and supplements the national irrigation area up there. With that said, do we know if SWCA has any interaction with Jackson County, or Jackson County has a contractor that they're working with that might benefit from partnering up?
Sorry, I was making notes. I am not aware if they are in contact with Jackson County or any consultants that Jackson County has contracted with. We did provide Jackson County's comment letter to SWCA and Nossaman for review, so we will reach out to SWCA and ask that question and see if there's anyone they can reach out to. And apologies, I can reach out to Jackson County as well.
That's fine. I'm doing that as well. I just want to let you know I've placed two calls to the commissioners up there. I'm just making a phone tag and everything.
Okay.
Can you be sure that they get a copy of whatever we're sending them?
The final?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we know if they're interveners?
I am not aware if Jackson County is an intervener, but we can look into that.
All right.
Thank you. With that, Ms. Nielsen, thank you.
Thank you.
The Board of Supervisors will recess and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Any public comment for item 7A, public comment for flood control?
Showing on the line.
Right. Consent agenda, wishes of my colleagues.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopstedt?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. Item 7C. Flood Control Natural Resources, the appointments to fill vacant positions on the groundwater advisory panel. Please.
Good morning, Matt Parker, Natural Resources. Yeah, this item is to for a recommendation from staff for appointing these members of the public on the list to fill the vacant advisory committee seats we have. Any questions?
Questions, colleagues, or
I do have a quick question. We
sure.
have two that had no applicants. Are we going to kind of keep track of those and maybe bring this back if we need to?
Yeah, the way the committees are set up is that we can fill vacancies once a year in the February, March period. So
we don't want to continue this
no,
later
we
this year.
No, we won't continue the item. No.
Okay, that's what I need.
And there's probably different ways we could do it. We could appoint individually, or appoint by district, or appoint by watershed, or appoint in general, do them all at once.
That's the way
that... However you wish. I think we've done all at once, I believe.
I believe so.
I'm fine by all at once.
Yeah, I got you. I was going to approve Scott. Go ahead. That's fine.
Okay.
Do you want just me?
We'll do it by watershed. Let's do it by watershed. Or whatever you want to do. You make the motion.
Okay. I think it's up to the individual supervisors.
Oh, okay. So shall we start with Butte Valley? It looks like there are two. Well, the
two
one is vacant. There's no applicant.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion for the Butte Valley.
To appoint the two?
To appoint the two.
Second.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopstedt?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. And I would be polite here, say that I would defer for Shasta Valley, but there's no one there, so.
Nobody for Shasta. Looks like Scott Valley.
I would share that one with COPSA, but with that, Scott Valley.
I'll move to appoint the 5-7 for Scott Valley.
Second.
Okay. Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director COPSA?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Obrin?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye. Limited approval for March 15th.
I've received no corrections for those.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second by Obrin.
Great. Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director COPSA?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Obrin?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. We already did item 8A, so we'll now go down to point. We will reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. And we'll adjourn this Flood Control Water Conservation District. Appointments for 9A Happy Camp Cemetery District.
This is one Happy Camp Cemetery District did have a vacancy that was not filled in their regularly scheduled time in January, but we did still have the appointment up and available. This would be for a scheduled vacancy. It's for a term ending January 5, 2026. And we did receive an email from a Robin McMillan. She does live within the district, and she is a current active registered voter, so she is eligible to serve. She was from earlier. It's my agenda packet was just copied from the previous from January. So Kathy's already been reappointed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second. Motion is second. Roll call.
Okay. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 10, minute approval.
No, I've received no corrections for those either.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Any board or staff reports? Any staff reports? Any board reports this time?
I have a couple. I attended the Denton High School FFA Program Advisory Committee, which has been a member for about 20 years. One thing to be aware of in the school districts is the career and technical education program funding is tied to completion of a series of programmed classes. And it's unfortunate that the state's done that because what's going on is that you have to have a certain completion rate by student. It takes several years to get through that. And with students that may come in and out of the program, it jeopardizes the amount of funding a school district gets because for the state, they're not completing a program. Just be aware of that, and it's going to be something that if you have any influence with our assembly or state senator, I want to bring that up on their radar screen. It's actually hurting small high schools because there's some equivalency standards for like ag chemistry. You can meet the normal chemistry requirement with the ag chemistry, and those who aren't going on to college, maybe just going to graduate with a general ed high school diploma, might take the ag chemistry to get through school, but then they transfer out of the program, and then that cripples the funding for the CTE program going forward because they're not a resident, if you will, FFA program completion student. Didn't know that, so it's kind of a mess. Attended the Farm Bureau banquet, and it was great to go to that. Seen in a couple of years. thanks. Enjoyed that. I just want to remind the board that I won't be here for the next meeting. I'll be at the FRC conference in Skamania, Washington, as the county's rep.
Supervisor Cobson?
Attended a Siskiyou Patriots meeting a week or so ago. Also attended the newly formed Golden State Connects with regard to broadband with RCRC. Attended the Farm Bureau dinner as well. Golden State Natural Resources meeting had one last week as well. Updates on the two sites now that they've acquired Lassen County and Tuolumne County and how those projects are moving forward. And also was able to get an invite to volunteer on putting in one of the wildlife guzzlers in the district.
Right.
That was fun.
Supervisor Valenzuela, any updates?
No.
Supervisor Ogre?
Also attended the Farm Bureau party.
It
was a party. It was a great time.
It was an celebration.
It was. I'll just leave it at that. I can't understand.
Right. And then just to touch on a few things, Two Lake Irrigation District had their meeting yesterday, and their water allotment at this point is a half acre foot, and then farmers will allocate that water how they feel best on their fields. I'll stop there, but yeah, that was the Two Lake meeting. What they're planning now, what they're trying to do with available water, and also waiting on the Climate Project to announce what water they'll be releasing there as well. U Valley had a coffee with a cop. It went well. Updated on different law enforcement issues. And so the board member knows as well, Nashasta Forest Property Owners Association, which is a community east of McLeod, relied heavily on Pilgrim Creek Road to be their road of access in and out. Because of the Mud Creek flows, that access is pretty well shut down at this point. So they're using another road right now, so we're working on things to help them out with that. But that is a Forest Service road, and that might be coming before the board or down the road.
Pilgrim's also a Forest Service road, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the largest subdivisions or property owners associations in the state. They're getting a lot more year-round people out there. With that, we will go into closed session.